Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Betty J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yes, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Steady J will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the leader intercession. Break out the crack of dawn, keep the rings of wars blazing till it's gone. Who's can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yes, they always in my sight. So before we come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yes, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies that will pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make Boomer get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make Boomer get stomped on. Yeah, make Boomer get stomped on.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Monday. You know what that means. It means it is simply the hot mess after dusk right here on Life After Dusk Live. And we do this every week. Every Monday we have our big show, the Hot Mess After Dusk, where we go on about things that are hot and things that are, of course, hot mess. And that also includes, we also talk about some of the stuff that's going on about that. You know, just let you know a little bit about everything. And even if you are a BlackBerry user, sometimes some of the news stories are kind of good for you as well, because you kind of get more of a feel about what your phone is too. Because sometimes some of the same stuff you do on the BlackBerries, you can't do on the Androids. So, you know, it just kind of let you know about the competition a little bit more. So just hang in there, man. We're doing a whole lot of big things going on right now. And man, let's go ahead and go to a song real quick. I know we usually go something about a couple minutes and two more minutes into it, but we're going to go to a song and be right back on Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Steady J. And this first song, let's go ahead and play Elizabeth Wangham's Love Song.
It's Elizabeth Wangham.
Yeah, yeah.
amazing.
All right. Welcome back. That was my girl Elizabeth Langham, and that was Love Song. Shout out to that. This is Hot Mess After Dusk right here on Life at Dusk Live every Monday. And that's what we do. You know, we talk about, you know, it's pretty much, it's kind of like doing a little something that we don't usually do on every other day. You know, we have guests every Tuesday and Thursday, but this show right here is like really, this show is really close to me because this is how I actually started when I first came into the show and started really doing it. And it was something, it just started evolving more and more every week. And it just been one of the trademark shows that people who connect with more. So that's just going down with that. And just let people know, you know, it's not, I mean, as far as like what I do with scheduling and stuff, it's not me being rude or nothing. It's just, you know, if you set a show a certain way, and you got a certain way, and that's just how I am, man. It's real close to me. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and talking about some of those big stories for today in the news right now. Okay, first off, oh, my God. It seems like every time that we got something about her for the on our Berry report, the BlackBerry report. It's always something like this happens. And she does something the same day. Let's go ahead and go to the first story. This is talk about Kim Kardashian, who is reportedly pregnant. And get ready to brace yourself, dude. This baby's father is. Okay. So here we go. This comes from MediaTechGuy.com, by the way. So you can go there and check out the stories. I don't make up the stories. I just report them, and I make sure you get credit to who the people who make them do. That's just what to do, people. Make sure you get credit instead. Don't just be saying that you got this up yourself. We've been wondering why Kim Kardashian is growing. And you think I'm supposed to be pregnant. Very close to Kim Kardashian. Lord, you know, Kim is pregnant. They also talk about Kanye West and Kim. He's had a couple of years. They started around the summer. They actually hooked up about 5 or 6 times. And Kanye, he's being real. He didn't want nothing serious. Like a little bit, you know. We know that's kind of up in the air too. So you got to take everything for a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Because sometimes you can't believe everything. So I kind of take a little bit of what I hear and go, okay, well, how much of it is real? How much is fake? So going to more about it. It's straight that Kim Kardashian. Insider, and also the insider said Kim's being very secretive, and she calls Kanye almost nonstop and wants to know what she should do. The insider also reportedly overheard the conversation between Kim and Kanye with her own ears. So y'all be ready, man, because man, this is going to be, you know, Kanye had you know, so over 500,000 of the CD being out. So y'all know, I mean, you know, this is the perfect time to make something big to come out like this. So I don't know. We're going to wait and see if this is true or not. And it's just, oh, my God, Kim, you're always up to something.
All right, not a big story.
I mean, this is not a big story. Everybody's on the line. Eric.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, my God.
And there's still problems hearing you, man.
Okay, I'm going to fix that up real quick. Hold on. So why you do that? Go ahead and tell everyone about the celebrity sightings for this week in Blackberry News.
Okay. There's Lee Hutton, Meter uses her BlackBerry tour on Gossip Girl, and Dana White uses a BlackBerry Bolt 9700 while she's getting her picture taken. There's also JWoww and Snooki hold on to their BlackBerries while they've been gotten pictures taken of them. There's really not that many people this week for a lot of the pictures. It's just the same ones. The major one is the Kim Kardashian that you were talking about. She did something very interesting. She gave up her digital life for charity. She wants to stop using her cell phones, anything digital, for charity. And she keeps up what she wants to do for it.
Okay, yeah, because I know a lot of artists and people here were talking about they were doing something where it was for. I know a lot of people do something for Alicia Keys charity as far as for AIDS, and then what they were doing, they made a vow to where they weren't going to get on to Twitter or something like that for until they raise $1 million or something like that. So that could possibly be what it's tied to.
I'm trying to get to that post right now. I've gotten so many different posts. I'm sorry to say it. It's been crazy.
Oh yeah, that's what it is, man. It gets crazy. It gets crazy sometimes. Like, what in the world?
Well, the newest thing that happened to our site, I gotten so many hits, we had to change servers yesterday. My site has maxed out my server, and we had to go to a high demand server as of yesterday.
Wow, so it's pretty good, man. Is the store doing all right as well?
It's a faster server which can handle the demand. Within the last couple days, I'm hitting 500 people per day. Okay.
Wow, pretty good.
I can play the post if you guys be interested. Let you hear what she said. So
okay. And the thing is like.
Hi, Ashian, and this is my last tweet and text message. I've decided to sacrifice my digital life to help give real life to millions of people affected by HIV and AIDS in Africa and India. It's true. I'm a little obsessed with Twitter, but I'm even more obsessed with fighting AIDS. So until enough money is raised to buy my digital life back, no more tweets from me. And here's where you, my fans, come in. Click here or text Kim to 90999. And when you do, you'll be buying my life back and help keep a child alive fight this terrible disease. All right, here you go. Are you seeing this, Courtney and Chloe? Please hurry and buy my digital life back. please.
Well, there you got it. That's exactly what she just posted. It's on YouTube. So if you look under Kim Kardashian and on YouTube, you'll be able to keep up with what's going on.
And she just confirmed what I said, too, because I heard a lot of stuff about a lot of celebrities kind of just staying off of Twitter and everything until a certain amount of time because they were going to just allow themselves to come on when they reach like $1 million for Alicia Keys charity or something like that. That's what I know a lot of artists were doing on Twitter. So it's real big, you know, especially, you know, like when you ever do something like fashion or something, a lot of times one of the big things is finding something that you do a lot and taking that away from yourself.
Well, I'm looking at the end of that YouTube. It looks like Alicia Keys, Ryan Seacrest, Usher, and Justin Timberlake are all a part of that, the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. So yes, that's what. There's a lot of people really trying to take stands and doing stuff. And I mean, it's interesting. So we'll see they stick to it and stay out. I'm gonna be watching the Twitters and make sure they being good and not going to the Twitters. Because I mean, it's definitely a big cause. And speaking of that too, what you're talking about as well, one of the things, something kind of tied into that. One of the big scandals that people kept starting this whole weekend was on Facebook. You know, they were starting this thing on Facebook where they were encouraging people to put up cartoon pictures. So people putting up cartoon pictures is basically a way to revert back to your childhood. We look at cartoon pictures or whatnot, you really start reminiscing about your childhood and go, oh, I remember when this picture, I remember watching this show. And then you just start really just sparking those ideas. And there was some people that started this whole thing about that it was really a hoax, that it was pedophiles who started this whole thing. And so it's just, to me, in my opinion, and if pedophiles started participating in it, that's just them. My opinion, I did it because it was something fun to do, you know, to really go back in time and just really – no, just go back and look at some other people's pictures and see what ideas they pop up, and they put up these cartoons. You go, man, I remember seeing that. It really did bring back that sense of childhood back into you. And I don't care what anyone got to say, that really did. That was something that was really big this weekend. I think it was something positive because people did those Q&A things on Facebook, and it did a lot of negatives. They do all these negative questions, but they turned something so positive into a negative thing.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're talking about there. One thing I would like to talk about, they're not celebrities, but they are family members. During this holiday season, don't forget about the people that are fighting for our country, the ones serving for this country. I'm a veteran, and I understand how it is not being able to be home with your family for the holidays, but don't forget them. Keep them in your minds and try to support them. If there's little things that you could do to send a digital card to somebody that you know that's overseas fighting for this country, do it. It does help. I was in Korea during a holiday, and it was hard because I was having trouble with it back here in the States dealing with family problems. But something little like that will make a soldier's life very happy. Just don't forget our soldiers overseas. That's all I'm asking.
Most definitely, man. And like even when they came to sort of tell that over here for a little bit, you know, a lot of people don't do take the time out to thank them, man. Like, you don't know that goes a long way. That you just sit there and you thank them for, you go, okay, thank you for our country. Thank you for, even if you don't, I mean, because some people, they start that whole thing, they say these political wars of, I don't really agree with the war. But, even, I mean, I don't agree with the war. I mean, being on some real stuff, I don't really agree with the war either. But the fact that there's people over there fighting for us, I agree with the fact that they deserve the utmost respect because they went over there and they didn't have to. They left their families back and everything. So that's one thing I do agree on. I don't care what political party anyone's a part of. If you are a Democrat or a Republican and you are complaining because you're hating on, you're not showing love to these troops, then, I mean, that's just stupid to me. And the thing is, you can't put that tag on one political party. You really can't, because I see it from both, and it's annoying. I'm tired of it.
Well, they're doing a job. That's all they're doing. They went over there. They're working for this country to protect us. They are doing a job, but they give up their lives to protect us. No matter what they're doing, it's still protecting us. Even if you don't care what they're doing, they're still protecting this country.
I was gonna say, if you don't agree, then the fact that every time they go over there, there's a chance they could die, and they sit there and they still do it. I mean, I have plenty of you military. Most of my family is military or veterans, and it's just ridiculous to sit back and just check this out. If people with disease are so stupid or whatnot. You know, I didn't personally go to the military. I still feel for it because, like I said, I have military family and people who've been involved in the military, and I just know how it is and just how much you have to move around to make sure that they take care of other troops or whatnot. It's just what it is. And the families behind the troops, they hurt more because you got to think about that little kid for Christmas might not see their parents because their parents are overseas.
Yeah, I know that for a fact. I saw it myself. And I had a terminal family member from cancer that was here, and I couldn't do anything because I was over there. And it was hard. But I was doing a job. And like they are, even the old veterans, like Vietnam and the other ones, show them credit. At least they helped to protect our country. Those guys never got any credit like they do now. Show them just consideration. Say thank you for what they've done. It makes their holidays a lot better. They were the ones that were in the trenches, mud, everything. And they got rooked. When they came back, everyone was fighting, saying there was protests and everything. And they never got any credit for what they'd done over there.
It's like I said, if you don't grieve for this, stop being so selfish and, you know, just show respect to the fact that they're really doing their job and they're trying to protect us. It's all about them sacrificing to protect us. And actually, what I'm going to do, too, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Actually, we got people on the lines, so I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. And as soon as you got to say about, you know, do you say about today's hot mess, or if you have anything to say about as far as for the troops or whatnot, go ahead and bring on call from the 504. You are on live on Life at the Desk Live. Your boy Sadie J. What's up?
What's good, homie?
What's up? Who is this?
Yo, this is Rab. I'm calling from New Orleans, yo.
What's up, man? Welcome, man. Welcome to Life at the Dust, man. We really appreciate having you on here, man. You know, as far as, like, what some of the stuff we've been talking about, man, what's kind of your take, man? Whether it was the story talked about or even the whole thing with the troops, what's, like, your take on that?
As far as my thing with the troops, man, hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, as far as everything goes to truth, I mean, I came in kind of late, so I think I missed, you know, most of what y'all are talking about. But I know I have a few family members, a few close people that I have that's doing time in the military right now. I say doing time, but I mean they serving in the military right now. And I'm sorry, I kind of came in a little late. I missed most of what y'all was talking about.
You pretty much got the gist of what we're talking about. It's just basically, you know, we talk about how, like, a lot of times what people do is they hate them because of their personal feelings on they don't agree with the war or whatnot. They downplay the troops and they come back over here, and instead of, you know, showing support for the second, they risk their lives to go over there. It's just craziness. And I got to tell you, I said, and even to clear the point up, I don't really agree with the war, but to say that those people over there risking their lives to me, I agree with the fact that they deserve the utmost respect.
Oh, absolutely. Because like I said, I got you know, family. Well, I consider them family off in the war, even though I don't agree with it. And I think most of what's going on over there is pretty much, you know, just craziness and nonsense. You know, I still support them to the utmost. I mean, I got all kinds of respect for anybody that will put their lives on the line so that, you know, that we can continue living our lives.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
And what did you say your name was again, man?
It's Rabbit.
Oh, Rabbit. Okay. Oh, Scott sent you. Scott, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, Mr. Wolf, well, I'll get you on my mind, man. Kind of tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, man.
Yo, first off, you know, my name is Rev. You know what I mean? I'm a rapper from New Orleans, you know what I'm talking about. And I'll call him just to chop game with y'all. You know what I mean? It was good.
Man, I know we look forward to having a future interview with you as well. And it's just kind of, you know, it's kind of good having other people's, you know, having other artists and stuff. Because a lot of times a lot of people know what, as far as us in the entertainment industry, what we think about music and whatnot and what we put into that. But sometimes they'll get our feeling on some of the human relations in his life. We say, like, the truths and whatnot, them just deserve respect. And that's just how I look at it, man. People, you got to take the time out and realize that these people really do sacrifice for us every day.
Right, absolutely. I mean, all these sacrifices that's going through, so we, you know, we can have the freedom to have music artists like myself, and just to be able to live these normal everyday lives that they're not able to elsewhere. You know what I mean? In other parts of the world.
Oh man, what one thing I want to do too, man. I'd hope to be able to do like one of those US other shows one day and just kind of, you know, give back to them somehow.
Absolutely. I mean, any way that's possible. You know, I wish I knew anything that I could do right now. But I mean, as far as the best thing that I know to do is to keep them in my prayers. You know, what I'm talking about,
that's
and
I think the best that we can do for them is making sure that we just show them respect, and then we just the fact that they're protecting our lives, and make sure that we live safely. The best thing we can do is succeed at what we want to do without anyone stopping us.
Right, I agree.
All right, so most definitely. So hang on, Rabbit. I'm putting you on hold for just a split second. Hold on. Let's go ahead and go to, we got someone for 682. You on Life at Dust Live with Sunny J and Evan from NACBBA. What's up?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Justia calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
How are you doing?
Oh.
Well, welcome to the show. Welcome. Yeah, that's from my hometown.
I was calling to say that sometimes we get we're sad about what's going on with the troops, like them being over there dying, that, you know, we can't support them like we really want to or we really should, because we're so sad about them over there killing and dying for what?
Exactly. And it can't constantly, constantly every day, you know, I pray that every day there's not one of my family members that died. I'm like, oh, Lord, please. it's just something that, I mean, it's just crazy because, I mean, and every time you find out, say, oh, he's still fine, good, thank God. It's just, you know, and just the families that, when they do lose a loved one, I mean, I really just put my hand and wish I could reach out to them and just hold and just hug them right now and let them know that we do got their back as well, because I know I just know. And especially when you got to that national center, you went to the national center. I've been to the national cemetery for one of my granddad, who was a veteran as well. And I mean, it's hard to watch. It is very hard to watch, and I remember first I was cool, and then I just started just they got the flag and everything, I just started crying out, boohooing, all kind of crazy. So it's something about it, and because then you got this big story that goes behind what this person did in their life as well. They kind of hit like starts to hit you.
Yeah. What were you saying about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West? Were you saying that
I was thinking of the hot mess. Yes, the hot mess too. Kim Kardashian
supposed to be dating Kanye.
She reportedly might be pregnant by Kanye. Yes,
what?
That's the story. You gotta go to mediatakeout.com. You can get more on it. But I'm keeping my eyes open on that because I don't know. Hey, I kind of take some of that stuff with a grain of salt, because sometimes you never know. It's like, okay, Kim is real slick. It's like she's a good person, but sometimes the fact that she's in the public eye so much, sometimes it drives me insane. And sometimes she gets whipped into these crazy stories. So I'm like, okay, I need to know, is it just another one of these things where people are just trying to start stuff? Or is she just trying to start stuff, or we just get, or whatever it is, we just need to get to the bottom of it. Because people playing about being pregnant or being pregnant by somebody is not a game. That's real talk.
Yeah. Do you believe in that the cult stuff that they was talking about that everybody was in?
As far as on the Facebook, I honestly don't believe it was like a cult following thing. I think, as I said, it was something that was just fun. Like me when I did it, it was something that was just fun, and I took on because it was just something. I looked at it and I said, ooh, this is a great time for me to kind of like reminisce about some of the cartoons I used to watch. And it kind of takes you back to that memory lane when you were little and whatnot. So, I mean, to me, I don't. You know, people always do that, and they see something, but because there's a lot of negative people like to try to make the negative stuff dwell more, or they like to find negative in everything. They see every positive thing go on, and then they, bam, try to bring it down.
No, I'm talking about, you know, the Mason stuff that they say all the industry people was in.
Oh, you're talking about like, okay, y'all, you're my... like the Illuminati stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I study a little bit of it, but it's something that I could get more into, more and more about to it. I mean, I don't necessarily think that there's really this magical force of saying, okay, you guys will do this. But what I do know is it's people who have money to control the industry, and they go to well, is all about is you are you going to allow those people to control you, or are you going to find a way, find your own way? That's how I feel about it.
Slave.
What's up?
Do you think Kim Kardashian is like a sex slave in that Illuminati stuff with Rihanna?
That's a good question. You asked some tough questions today, man. I don't know. I mean, I can say that I think the whole thing is something really trying to throw your focus off of, you know, to really just because they see whenever they see that there's a successful artist in the industry, every time they see they get become real successful, especially when it's R&B or hip hop related, they target them a whole lot. It doesn't matter, like for Kim Kardashian, because she dwells with a lot of people that are hip hop or R&B, she goes to that a lot. And it's not just the black or the white, it's not just the black people in art in there, it's anyone, any race. If you're that you pay attention, you know that all of a sudden they're Illuminati, like Eminem, he's Illuminati, everyone starts that whole thing. It's all about if you're successful, all of a sudden you become successful and you start getting money in this industry, all of a sudden now you're, you know, now you're the bad guy. So it is what it is.
You have to be doing something. Like, how did you get there? You had to sacrifice something to get there. That's how they, I guess, how they feel.
Right. I mean, the whole sacrificing your soul thing is just a little much. But on some real stuff, anything you do this to succeed, you do sacrifice something. You sacrifice your time. You sacrifice. You sacrifice friendships. Just stuff like that. You don't. It's the way they put it. I mean, it's just too much for me. They take it to a whole another world. They overdo it a little bit. But. All right, so I'm going to come back to you. Let me hold on,
okay.
Put you on mute real quick. So hold on. All right, so we'll get to a quick song, and then we'll be back because this is about the time, getting close to the time where we get some of the top BBM news of the day. So we're going to go ahead and go to a quick music break. And let's see. Who am I feeling today? Let's go ahead and play Board the Deputy, and this is Go Hard. Right here on Life at Dusk Live, and right back. So everyone sit there and just relax.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. I go by the deputy, hey. Right?
Yellow beat. Holla at me.
And I go hard. 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 You can ask your hoe, and I go hard. You can ask your hoe, and I go hard. You can ask your hoe, and I go hard.
Ask anybody in the city, they'll tell you deputy been ill. Better do your research, hosting fail. You lame rappers out of time, Denzel, pocket protector. I carry my pen well. Some of y'all just dumb. Radio, not the movie. I'm talking the radio. I say rap every time, you been last. The real hero, you just in the gym class. Do me a favor, don't say that you better. This ain't what you want, like an IRS letter. Keep it simple, born late 80s, man. I just wanna slide in the ride with a lady friend. Long stroke, I know what I'm doing. Got a long boat, she think we canoeing. I serve rappers, nah, I ain't suing. The top is a closet, I swear it's a shoe in.
And I go hard, and I go hard. 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 And I go hard, you can ask the hoe. And I go hard, you can ask the hoe. And I go hard. You can ask the hoe, and I go hard.
Look,
you can ask the
hoe. Y'all keep dancing and doing the jerk. I'ma get ransom from doing the work. She say I'm handsome, oh you is a flirt. So I beg bitches, do me your work. I speak the truth, which usually hurt. 16's hot boy at a juvie and hurt. Put on for the city, who doing it first? Baby be a doll by losing your first. Tonight I'm stepping out, we bringing the party in. GR is us, take it in. You don't want a gift spot, I take it in. This a competition, I ain't trying to make a friend. I killed this shit, who can touch mine? No comedian, but I always punchline. And I hear my style all in your flow. Nigga, I'm your idol, I know. Motherfucker, and I go hard.
And I go hard. And I go hard, 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 and I go hard. You can ask the hoe, and I go hard. You can ask the hoe, and I.
I be killing everything. Unstable, you don't know what this man will bring. To the game, I'm committed like a wedding ring. Pocket full of green, blow it like Mary Jane. Open your eyes, limit your ears, use that word of mouth. Bad bitch, and she know how to work her mouth. I do it my way, you don't like it, take a different route. I ain't Wayne, but got dedication in a drought. Something you can't see through like cornfields. I keep it 100, so real, I ain't got a bill. I send lyrical bullets that'll make them yield. Nick Fury, lames wish they had a shield. Uh-oh, yeah, I go hard cause I say so. Soon I'ma rock the nation like J. Cole. Who that, bitch, I got that flame. And I bet your bitch know my name, Jeffy.
And I go hard. You can ask your hoe. And I go hard. You can ask your hoe. And I go hard. You can ask your hoe. And I go hard. You can ask your hoe.
Hey, man. All it is motherfucking global respect. GR, nigga. I just thought I'd give y'all a little sample. I'm not cocky, nor conceited neither, if you're thinking that. Yeah, on to the next one.
All right. Welcome back to Life at Us Live. That was Go Hard by my boy, the deputy, so shout out to him. And we're about to go ahead and go to over the line, back with my boy Aaron, because we're about to go ahead and talk about some of the BBM news. So here we go. Aaron, what's up? Welcome back.
Welcome. Yes. I just wanted to say the people that have called in, I appreciate it. I'm sorry if I hit a touchy subject, but it just during the holidays and me being overseas during that time, I understand how the guys are over there are lonely and missing their family. So it's just something that I feel every holiday, and I want the people to realize what they're going through. That's the main thing. Sorry if I touched a bad subject, but that's just me. I've been through it, so I try to get people to realize what's going on.
Well, definitely, man. I think most of them, I think pretty much everyone's called into a agrees that, you know, agree with us on the whole point of really paying homage to them. But man, let's go ahead and let's talk about what we got today on the BBM news. What's on today's report?
All right. Well, with everything that's going on and people talking about going green and everything, well, I found a post that was located on BlackBerry's frequently asked questions. They have a forum now for BlackBerry themselves, and they give tips and self-helps now. And I found a thing about how to save power on your batteries. So I posted it to my site. It states of going green, it's not like taking reusing a plastic bag or placing a light bulb with an energy efficient light bulb, but this is to maximize what you have in your battery. One of the suggestions is turning off your Wi-Fi or Bluetooth if you're not using it. Even if you're not connected, you're still trying to find the Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. It's still sending out a signal, which is draining your battery. Shut those off. Or find a program which is like auto Wi-Fi or auto Bluetooth type of program, and they will automatically shut them off if you're not within a certain area where those particular things are being used. Dealing with applications, you can change the length of your screen, like when you're typing in and you don't touch it for a certain amount of minutes and your background shuts off automatically. Well, change the time to a sooner time. most of the times they set them at 5 minutes. Change it to 1 minute and see how much power you are able to save on your battery.
Okay. And that's very helpful. I mean, that's one of the most helpful tips. So that's pretty much, hey, like I say, a lot of the stuff is not just BlackBerry common sense. It's like really for any phone, because that's one of the things that we all complain about our phones about the most, is that when your battery drains out, that's one of the big things that makes you go get another phone. It's like, oh my God, my battery's not staying charged or whatnot. But you're, that's one of the things that I look at a lot, is a battery is something, most definitely something that leads you to get hurrying up to get a new device or not. You're like, oh,
well,
my God, I can't do this no more.
There's a couple other things, like your GPS program. It is continuously running. Even if you're not using the GPS, it's still trying to find a satellite. That is a big program which will drain your battery. Also, if you're done using your browser, your web browser on your phone, instead of just hitting the end key, close out with the escape key, which will allow it to totally shut it down. And with it being totally shut down, that program is not within the system while it's taking up your memory, which will make your battery still keep on running more because it's trying to keep these programs running.
Exactly. So those are the small things you can do to help increase your battery. Because I know, like I said, one of the things you don't want to do is being out in the middle of nowhere and your battery's drained out because you have all this extra stuff running and you can't make a simple call. So that's just something I need to think about.
Go ahead.
This next thing, man, this is like really, really, I think it's probably one of the biggest stories for today, is the Realm Files. A patent infringement lawsuit against Kik. What's all that about?
Oh, well, I can't really talk much into it because it's an ongoing lawsuit. But from what I heard, the guy, the CEO of KIK, used to work for BlackBerry, and from what I heard in the paperwork that with the lawsuit paperwork that the CEO used software which is copyrighted by RIM to produce the KIK program, and they were basically using RIM software, BlackBerry software, to make their program.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. And I knew, and the thing was, I mean, I knew there was something that with BBM, that's why I was just saying with BBM, I know my guns with BBM, I know where I stand with BBM. Even though one of the things I'm getting tired of, and I want to make sure I address this today.
If you weren't going to do it, I was going to do it.
You knew me and one of us was going to do it. And I'm just so tired of the messages that all these people start these World War II type messages where the world's about to cave in type. Like, oh, if you don't send this message out to everyone, your device is going to do this. I mean, what is all that about? Like, guys, I keep telling you, and it's been like I told the same people this every time. And this happens every week and almost every day. They'll go on for a whole week a lot of times. Then you won't see it for a couple of days, and all of a sudden it's a whole other thing. And And I have said it over and over to people. And which, by the way, y'all, because we got a lot of stuff there, I'm extending the show. So it'll be an extra 30 minutes. So y'all hang in there. Extending the show will be an extra 30 minutes. Like I said, it's really getting to the point where it's starting to take me to the point where I got real mad yesterday, and I had to let everyone, I really let people have it yesterday. Y'all know me. Everyone knows me. I'm pretty much a nice person. But when I just had to, I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, then I start getting mad behind myself. Because, and if people know better, I told, as we said before, if you don't see it on rim.com, if you don't see it on blackberry.com, or you don't see it on nacbba.com, which they get the stuff officially from, we make sure we go get that stuff officially from Rim and Blackberry. And if you don't see anything about that kind of stuff on it, it's not real. I don't understand why. I mean, people just let you scared, and then everyone starts bright. And everyone's broadcast, a lot of people know better. Rim is not going to contact you on VBM. I'm sorry to tell y'all, but they're not contacting you.
It's what it is. It's these people that likes to start trouble. And that's what causes all the stuff. It's these people having fun to start problems. And I'm to the point, I just hit delete, delete, delete with all those information. I don't even read them.
I was deleting chats, but I started to the point where I just say, you know what, forget deleting chats. We take it to a whole nother level. I'm deleting contacts. I like, as soon as I see you say it, I'm deleting you. I let it sit there because I sat there. I deleted over 100 phones yesterday off UVM because of that. So I can't do this anymore. And then people were like, oh, it works. Maybe. If you start getting scared, if your phone has to be reset or whatnot, it's not that code's not going to work. You have to update it with something that is officially from Blackberry. You can use a device software thing on your computer, and it will let you. And you can even do it for your phone. I'm just going to say, we'll give people the easiest one because then they start believing that DVM thing is real. But if you go to the device software on your computer, you can check and make sure that it is updated. And if you need to update your OS, you need to first find out how to back up your device, which we tell you how to do every week. Back up your device, then update your OS, and then when you reinstall the OS, when you put a new OS into there, when you open up VBM or something like that, you have to let it take its time because you put a new OS in there, the system has to reroute itself to it takes a little time. Especially if you have hundreds of contacts, it has to take its time uploading all of the pictures back and everything. So you have to just be patient.
Well, I have 2,000 people on my list. And what it does, it is, it's on a server. All of these people, there's millions of people on these servers. And every person is, there's updates for when they're playing their music, when they change their picture. There's so many people changing pictures continuously, it slows down everything. So they just need to give it time. One thing to make a suggestion is turn off your phone. Let it sit for about 30 seconds. Put the battery back in. And let it reboot. A lot of times when it does that, it fixes your problem. It's the same thing. It's the same thing as doing a physical reboot of a computer. Your BlackBerry is a computer.
I just talk to people that have these smartphones and doing dumb things with them. I say that all the time. Say the phrase, "It's a smartphone. Be smart with it." It's all simple things like that, man.
It's the saying. The saying is smartphone. It has to have a smart person to have a smartphone.
Look, so anyways, y'all, I just had to get that rant out real quick. That rant was definitely needed because, I mean, I'll tell you, I have areas that I said, dude, they're taking me there today. They're really taking me. I usually just sit there and not say nothing and just chill and just pretend to just watch the Super Show go by. I just can't let it go by yesterday.
It's
so funny because you see some people they were broadcasting two different messages. I was like, the first one didn't work, now this is going to work too. Come on, y'all.
The way I say it is, if you believe it, good for you. Just wasting your time.
All right, man. So we're gonna do. Alright, so the rest of the show is going to go because we did extend the show, so we got plenty more time. We're going to talk about some more of the DVM news. We just wanted to get that off of our chest because it's just hot mess day in real times. That definitely was something that was been the hot mess that goes on in the DVM world a lot. It really does become a nuisance. So we got to get that off because I need to get it off my chest. And other people know that I'm not trying to be a bad guy, but when I'm being real nice about it, and I keep telling people to go do their research, and they stood up and did it, and you want to continue to be dumb and sitting out, then you're going to get the bad side of me. This is that.
Well, just say when you did that broadcast, that's when my server got maxed.
Oh, that was weird.
I had 50 hits. Within 3 minutes.
Oh, that was serious, man. Some people didn't go. I mean, you have everything too simple, everything too easily placed there for people not to see. So I figured if they go there, that's a simple thing for them to do. I mean, if you always complain, and someone's like, I'm new to this. She's not new. She's been on here for like 4 months. You remember, 4 months, I needed to be quiet. That new crap ain't working on me. Because you done them broadcasts before, and it still ain't work to just give it up. But that's what's going on. So, I'm at my rant moment. We'll talk about some more BBM news. We'll talk about some more of the BBM stories. And I'm bringing my boy Razzle online because I want to talk to him more about his career as well. So, y'all hanging in. We're going to go ahead and go to the next story. Like I said, it was definitely something I couldn't wait to get out of my chest because it was taking me there.
Well,
y'all were really taking me there yesterday.
Yeah, just so you know, if anyone goes to that NHCBBA.com site and notice the first post, right now, due to a local radio station is running continuously Christmas music, and we have a link that goes to their live feed. If anyone's interested, you do need to use your personal computer at home to be able to listen to it. But if they're interested in listening to Christmas music, click on the banner for Magic 93 FM, and you'll be able to listen to live Christmas music. And they do it every year from Thanksgiving up to January 2nd.
Oh, and, you know, just like that, the station here, 103.7, they start on November 1st, and they go all the way to January.
Well, they have a live feed right off the internet where you can listen to their station, and it's run 24 hours in the day, continuous Christmas music. Okay, well, the next story is a thing about the U.S. government, which we were talking about earlier. BlackBerry Torch and other smartphones running the new BlackBerry OS 6 is now certified to be used by U.S. government agencies. The U.S. government had certified BlackBerry as a primary smartphone for the government.
Uh-oh. Okay. The fact that we know this now, I think the broadcast would get really crazy now. The broadcast would get crazy. Be careful. We got the government on BBS, like, and they're going to tell half the story, and it's going to be like, here we go. Not always bad.
The
government's involved, people.
The reason it's not for BBM is to get that out of people's minds. Of the security within the BlackBerry. They can do secure communications between government agencies where they can be able to transmit secret and top secret information, and it can't be seen by other agencies or other countries and stuff. So the U.S. government is now certifying it to be used within the military.
There you go, people. So don't start freaking out. Like I said, and the fact that the government is using it because of secure reasons, that should put you at ease.
Well,
at ease,
there is a milestone for App World this last week. App World hit 2 million downloads.
Congratulations, App World. Congratulations.
That's a big feat, which I also read that BlackBerry exceeded iPhone on the internet for browser use.
Oh. It's very interesting.
For the holiday people that wants to be able to search eBay has updated their application with a deal finder feature. So if they're trying to find a certain deal, the new application that eBay came out with has it now, where they don't have to go onto the web to find a certain deal. It's now embedded within the application where you don't have to play around. It makes it a lot easier to find certain things that they're looking for the holiday season.
Okay. Okay, so the next thing I talk about, what is that BlackBerry M3 concept phone is just plain creepy. What is all that about?
Well, if you go onto our website under the upcoming and rumored phones, TAT, a new team that just joined up, is a concept company which comes up with ideas of the phones of the future. And I have a video located on our website, which they have the one that's really creepy. It looks jagged.
Oh my God.
It's weird.
It's a freaking spaceship.
Exactly. And then there was another phone, is all of a sudden the guy is sleeping. He wakes up. His phone was flashing, wake up. He taps the phone, and then all of a sudden he grabs the phone, and he expanded it from nothing. And the whole screen increased by seven inches.
This is an ugly phone, guys. I'm telling you, you check it out. And then it's like a little ring thing next to it.
Well, this company, TAT, is now a team member of RAM, and they're coming up with new ideas for the future Blackberries. And if they had these ideas that they're showing right now, BlackBerry is going to change drastically.
And if they do, this is going to be a horrible. It's not going to be for better either.
It's going to make. It's going to change the world of smartphones. I'll just say that.
Oh man! All right, so most definitely, man. Real great. Go ahead and go to. I'm gonna interview my boy Robert here in a second, but. But, man, as usual, man, you always hold it down with me, and I appreciate you because you, man, I think this is Mark almost 2 months for sure, but I almost want to say 3 months that you've been doing the show with me.
Yeah.
I want to say close to 3 months.
Yeah, it's been about that now, and it's... Where our site, nhcbba.com, has increased drastically from doing these shows, which I physically saying this, I'm trying to get the information out there to help people. And the more I help them, the more they'll come to look at our site. Right now, if people are interested, we are currently running sales. We're doing a 10% sale. It's called Winter 10. RINTER 10. That is the code to use to get their special for anything on the hardware. With our application side store, there's constantly sales going on, which we are selling through MobiHand. If you click on either of those stores, you can find a lot of nice things that's on sale. We even have the new pad where all you do is buy the battery and then put your phone on this particular pad, and it's charging.
Oh, it's off the power mat.
Yes, that's it, the power mat. We have the power mat in stock, plus some of the batteries. We don't have all the model batteries. We are working on trying to get more models, so just keep on looking. But we have a lot of different type of things on our site for the hardware. We even have replacement touch screens. We have Coca-Cola covers, like the silicone covers to protect your phone. We got them Coca-Cola. We got different car manufacturer logos on it. We got all different little things, different colors. If they're interested, take a look at our site, which will help the money that's coming from our store is going to enhance the rest of the site. That's the only reason I put a store on it, is to be able to help pay for the rest of the site to keep it running. If anyone's interested in doing a donation, we have a donation button. Even if they give it like 50 cents, I don't care. But right now, I am trying to go with a dedicated server to be able to keep this site running. The way we're getting hits, I might have to go dedicated. And if that happens, I'm going to need the funds to be able to support it. But we have a donation button, which will be able to be paid by PayPal. And I would appreciate any type of help you guys can give us.
Definitely, man. Well, Aaron, Thank you, as usual, as I said, and man, I look forward to what we got going on for next week, man.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, it's we're going to be a week closer to Christmas. And as I think, yeah, it's one more week or two more weeks to Christmas. We're going to be probably getting some new information. The playbook's coming out the first quarter of next year, and there's going to be possibly new information coming out sometime this month. So if you come back and listen to our broadcast, there might be new information that you would not know about the playbook next week.
All right, so there we go. And yeah, so that's it. I thank you as usual, man.
Well, as I say, everyone, just remember to back up your system. If you're running the new desktop software for BlackBerry, it automatically backs up. If you just hook up your phone to the program and to do, it will automatically back it up for you, and that's all you need to do. But make sure you back up your phone so you don't lose your information.
All right, man. All right, so that was my boy Aaron holding down, as usual, every Monday. And we're getting ready to bring on my boy Rabbit. So we'll bring him back on. We actually shared his take earlier with us about the news as far as like the truth and whatnot, is how people disrespect him and whatnot. We'll get more of his story now. So, Rabbit, thanks for hanging out with us today, first of all, man. It's just definitely, I respect you so much for that. And, you know, just hanging out, but you know, we want to definitely get more and more about you as well.
Oh, yeah,
so,
definitely.
First of all,
thanks for having me.
You're from New Orleans, which is basically right in my backyard, because I'm in Dallas, Texas, so I'm not too far from you. And just the condition.
Oh,
worry.
I bet you heard all kinds of slack from the game last Thursday on Texas.
Oh, God, dude. The Saints with my Cowboys, man. I really thought, man, I sat there and I watched. I was like, dude, I really thought it wasn't just the fact that the Saints beat us. I mean, because the first time I was like, okay, the Saints are going to beat us. Oh, God, the way we were playing. But it wasn't the fact that the Saints beat us. It was the fact that it actually showed we actually had a chance to beat y'all, but we just said, oh, no, we don't want to finish the game off.
Yeah, you know that makes me. All I can say on that one is, oh.
Oh, man. I was so hurt, man. I was like, the world came in on me, man. I was like, don't do it. They beat the Colts yesterday. They beat the Colts yesterday. That's all I got to say. Put over everybody's face. Y'all sat there and y'all were talking throwing, but we can bounce back, y'all. You bounce back. You breathe. Okay, so anyways, man, you're off in New Orleans, you know, home of probably some of the most dedicated people I know and the strongest people I know, because, of course, you know, Hurricane Katrina hit down there, and
yes,
it's one of the most devastating storms to hit down the U.S., And the thing was, man, it just, what I just love so much about other people in New Orleans is that y'all just extra strong, man. The way y'all bounce back from it, I mean, I have the utmost respect for y'all. Y'all bounce back real hard. And now, you know, y'all, and the thing was, too, what y'all did so well was that y'all brought y'all culture from there. And when y'all kind of went, even though the crazy stuff is because the storm kind of displaced y'all, throughout the U.S., in a sense, that was good because a lot of us got a chance to either be introduced to it, or now there's this culture that we already love. We got the people who are directly from that culture here to kind of work with more to understand more about it. And
right, right. You know,
that's what
guy
I got from him.
They say God works in mysterious ways, you know what I mean? He'll take the worst possible situation and turn it into a positive. And so just the fact that it brought a lot of people together, you know what I mean? It brought a lot of people close to their family. So that was a real good look out of it, even through tragedy. It showed a lot of courage in the city, you know what I'm talking about. And like I said, I just thank God for that.
And one other thing, that's why I said too. I said like some of my good friends are from New Orleans, and they came here. They actually came to school, coming to school with me because of the storm, and they got stuck going to the University of North Texas with me, and it just became real cool. I got real cool to them because you know a lot of people. When they mixed place, they thought he's on football team, da 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 da. So, I mean, but a lot of times when you got that kind of fame, too, you don't get to have real people around you. You get people different around you because of your status. And the thing was, they were some of the people that showed some of the most respect to me. So, it's just, and then, man, Dallas music, man, I got Dallas. Oh, my God. That's like some of my favorite music in the world is Dallas music, man.
Yeah. Oh man, I know it seemed like bounce music had a nice little chance to spread across the United States lately, because I know some bounce artists have been traveling across to New York and whatnot, and I've been hearing a lot of good things for that. 10th Ward Buck had a song with Mike Jones not too long ago, and that was a real good look. So yeah, hey. Absolutely.
Everybody sampling classics like Bone from right here, and then DFW, he sampled that song. So,
that he got it.
Yeah. Never came like,
that.
Hey, like,
no, you shorty.
Hear that song, and I said, y'all need to come to the original. That's my juvie. You hear some music, Magnolia Shorty. You said original Magnolia Shorty first. Then you go, oh my God, then you really understand how much more you're gonna love for the Bone song. You're like, okay, I love the Bone song, but after that, I heard Shawty just made me more alive. I was like, man, this song is responsible. Shawty is responsible for Bone, for that song, for Bone song even coming out. So it's just. But man, as far as you and your career, man, like how'd you actually get into music?
Well, see, I always was a writer at heart. You know what I'm talking about? Even when I was young, it was just writing poetry, writing stories. And ever so often, I would have some of my homeboys would ask me to do a feature for them. You know what I mean? So, small little things on their mixtapes and whatnot. And eventually, I had joined a group, and we had ended up putting out a couple of mixtapes. Eventually, we disbanded. But after we had broke off, I kept it going with a solo mixtape. And then after that, it's one of those things I kind of just walked into, and I kept going after that. After the mixtape, I did an underground album. Then I did another mixtape. Then I worked on my current album that I got out right now. So. It's pretty much something I just walked into, and I couldn't stop. You know, what I'm talking about kind of like after that first time, I can't stop. I just need one more hit. You know, what I'm talking about.
Right. He's like, okay, I gotta get some more. I just got to. Like you said, you were putting out. Mixtape, as I said, then you led to get into your with the word groups, and then now you have your album out and whatnot. You know, to me, I mean, it just sounds like, oh, this just not the stuff you said there. One thing you're trying to teach people too is that, as far as in this industry, you have to continually push and continue to push and continue to push, and sometimes like you have to put different types of music and continually go, because people sometimes, some people hear will feel certain things you put out, but then you just keep working better and better, and it just kind of helps you grow as an artist.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's another thing. As long as you keep going. And doing, you know, and following your dreams, eventually you start to come across people that'll share the same dream as you. I'm actually with my producer right now. You know what I mean? You can say what A-Roe saying.
What's up, man? How's it going, people?
What's good, man? I'm glad to have you in the building, man. Shout out to you.
It's good to be here.
I expect to hear some crack come out the kitchen. And no, we ain't talking about the white stuff, y'all. We talking about music, dude. So people need y'all. Why are they talking about? I know skeptical folks are getting, and they start listening to the podcast and they're slick. No, we're talking about music.
All music. Yeah, like I was saying, you know, as long as you keep it moving. One thing that I learned is that as long as you're in the game, you got a shot at winning. But if you take yourself out the game, then that's a wrap for you. You feel me?
Right. And a lot of people, you know, they see, and I mentioned it all times with artists that I watch work so hard, and they, you know, and then their stuff blows up real big. A lot of people see the finishing factor that the fact y'all stuff is blown up, but they don't realize the hard work can just put behind it. If they really realize the hard work, it would be so many people. Some of these people say, oh, I'm pretty much get into the industry. They wouldn't want to get into the industry. Not everyone. Now, the people who are got hard work ethics, they'll love this. But just the people who can't tell me if you don't have the hard work ethic, this ain't for you.
Right, and I think that has a lot to do with some people will look at some artists in the industry and say, oh yeah, they lucky. You know what I'm talking about? And it's like luck has very little to do with it. It's just about all grind. I mean, you might have a few artists here and there that maybe they do get lucky, but after they song come out, you'll never hear from them again. You know what I mean? They might get their little 15 minutes of fame, but like the ones that really got that true longevity, or even just a moderate longevity, you know, just to have a couple of albums out. And that right there, it takes grind, it takes time. You know what I'm talking about? There's no shortcuts. Cause it's like however long it takes you to make your name known, that's about how long it'll take for your name to fall off everybody's radar.
Okay, well, my next question for you is too. Who were some of the influences for you as far as when you started getting into music, like who would definitely, I would say, I mean, I live in your top five. Who would be the top five people you say probably was most influential as far as like artists that either in the game as in the game still or were in the game?
My top five, dead or alive, in no particular order at all. I would say would be Jay-Z, Biggie, Tupac, Ludacris, and Lupe Fiasco. No particular order. And that's mainly because...
I was like, oh, yeah. They probably were expecting to actually put in an order. It's hard to put stuff in order like that sometimes, man. It's really hard.
Right. Because most of the time, it's not even necessary to say that, yeah, I like this artist better than the other. But I respect what they're talking about. You know what I mean? I respect the hustle. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? I respect just the overall aspect of it. That's just my hip hop top five. You know what I mean? If I really went into it, like I could talk about the Jimi Hendrixes, the Michael Jacksons, the Princes. You know what I'm talking about? And I could really sit here and talk to you about it for days upon days, just talking about different artists that I admire and why I admire them, but it basically all boils down to just being about the hustle and the music.
Well, there's a lot of them. So like I said, some artists they kind of put this they didn't tap up mediocre effort, and they're really not serious about it. They didn't switch you to support them and go, oh, yeah, man, make sure you buy my stuff. Like, why should I buy your stuff? You're not really, you just really just doing this just because. You're not really doing it because you got love for these.
Right, and it's funny because I know some extremely talented people. And I mean, it's like some of the best, some of the most talented artists you have, you can likely find them just rapping on the street corner. But that might be the only place you find them because of, like you said, the mediocre grind and I guess a sense of entitlement. You know what I'm talking about.
Right, and I hate that. Like, if you broke your back, or then you can go. I think in my opinion, if you are saying no one owes you anything, I think those people do are on something. You know, that if I'm in your city and I'm really doing my thing, and I make sure I put that my goal with myself is also pushing other people too. And
right.
I think the artist deserves an utmost respect. That's just my opinion, man. And I think a lot of people agree with that pretty much.
Right, because the way I look at it is karma has a lot to do with it too. I mean, like if you create good karma for yourself, good karma comes back to you. Like if you want artists to support your albums and to buy your projects and whatnot, then you should get to know the artists in your neighborhood. You should buy from them. You should show up to other artists' shows. Not even necessarily just to show fame, but just for genuine support. Yeah, so I feel like karma, like, you know, having good karma has a lot to do with it as well.
Right. And sometimes, especially in these big cities, contrary cities where a lot of people are at, I feel this, that you should not, there's no way that you should not be able to sell at least 20,000 units in your own city. That's just what I just think, man. And I don't think it's just my opinion. I think that's very, it's a very concentrated, very educated thought into that. Because I mean, you really think about it. If you count how many people are in your city, and a lot of people have enough people to, if everyone in the city brought their album, they could go pretty much platinum. They could go at least platinum. If everyone in their city brought their album. So that's a good show. That 20,000 shouldn't be hard, so that's just the thing. It's all about pushing. It's work. Even getting that 20,000 is work. It's work, but hey, once you get it, then you're on top of something.
Right, I agree. I think another thing it has to do with is the way that you hustle. You know what I'm talking about? Because basically, you can't necessarily do the same thing that everybody else is doing. Because if you see somebody, if you stand on the corner with your CD in your hand, and you look down the block, and you see about 20 other people with the same packaging that you have, and they're selling it for the same price that you're doing, then clearly you got to find a way to stand out. And to do something different.
No, definitely. And it's something that people have to kind of learn. And that's why, like, a lot of artists, you go, why is that artist? You know, it's because, you know, sometimes some artists, they get real big. I don't really like their music. But the thing is, what I will admit is one of the things that just kept them, because they've got to where they were, is the way, like you said, the different thing they did. And the people in the industry are like, okay, so what are they bringing different to the table? Oh, they're bringing this to the table. And then the industry, so then now they have the industry pushing them. And then some of the people that's listening to the music, they start hearing a different sound too. And I think right now, man, it's a good time. I mean, my brother was talking about this earlier. I think this is a good time for artists because people, if you really pay attention really closely to album sales, besides it being close to Christmas, everyone's like, oh, maybe this is close to Christmas. No, a lot of people are really starting to buy music again. I'm really noticing that people are really buying music again. Even with all the free downloads and some places you can go, people are really starting to buy music.
Right, and that's because people actually buy music because they want to and not because they have to. You know what I'm talking about? I remember before digital sales when if I wanted an artist album, you know, if I wanted one song on an artist album, I had to buy the whole album. You know what I'm talking about? But now with all this ability to steal music, and I'm not saying that I do steal music, but the artists that I want to support, I'll go and buy the album. I'll go and buy an album that I want to buy, like, legally. Like, I like to have my physical collection, like the actual CD, not even off of iTunes or any of that nature. I like to have CDs in my little CD bag, in my my CD case.
Right, my brother said that earlier too. Like, he just like, it's something about having only the actual cases. So, the album art, just having the album art in your hand, it's something about having the album art. And when people come over your house and go, oh yeah, look at this, man, look at this. It kind of goes like today, everybody has the off the record covers and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Because anyone can get a JPEG. Anyone can get a JPEG offline. You know, they can go Google a JPEG and say, "Oh yeah, I got this album as well." But it's something about having it physically, like you said. It's something about having it physically.
Right. Okay. I like to see what like I said. I'm actually a fan of art, like not even just music, but just all forms of art, and that includes photography and includes graphic design. So I like to after I leave from Best Buy, I like to open up the package, sit in the car, let it play, and then read the production credits. Call me corny if you want,
I start geeking. I start really listening to the elements you put into the music. I'm like, okay. I'm one of those sample junkies. I pay attention really hard and say, okay, let me see if they put any sample into it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know that. So I'm really a junkie on that.
Absolutely. And I know I started being able to pick up on some samples a lot. It just seems like I've tuned my ear almost to hear when something is a sample loop, and it's a nice little feeling saying, like, hold up. That's a sample. I wonder where that came from. And I might check Google. I might try to play a little game. Like, you'll see if we can't guess the sample. See if we can't figure it out.
Right. There's a website that tells you. I mean, it kind of breaks down pretty much all the major samples have been put out. People talking to artists, some of the songs, you tell them to check out some of the samples. And it's like, man, like, I just start really geeking, start really realizing. And then, like, when you're a person that missed the old school music too, that really heightens your mind. And then you really have a connection to it. You're like, oh yeah, I just listened to this song, the original song, just now.
Absolutely. I know that's one thing that samples bring back is that nostalgia. I was just talking to my producer, Aero, for my upcoming project that I wanted it to be real sample heavy because I was going through some of my old tracks. I'm like, ooh, it would be nice if I could do a little something off of such and such Aaliyah beat or such and such Toad beat. So, you know, some things that you wouldn't necessarily think of rapping over, because, you know, might be songs that came from the early 90s or the early 80s or even beforehand. So, me and him got together. We pulled together a few nice little sample tracks, and got some nice to present to to my people.
Most definitely, man. Hey, well, see, we have lots of y'all uploaded our subject. Definitely a good job, you know what I'm saying? And I'm actually away from them uploading our music because I got a couple of your tracks out here today. I got Good Girls, Bad Boys. That's one of them. And, kind of tell us what that song is all about, man. What's, give us the background on that track.
Well, Good Girls and Bad Boys. Okay. Basically, what that's about is the quote unquote obsession that some females have with this bad boy image. I mean, like, I've been told that I'm a bad boy, so I pretty much circulated the story around me and this good girl, not necessarily a goody two shoes, but this girl that's far from a saint. You know what I'm talking about? She's not a bad girl, but she got this obsession with this dude that she knows mama told her not to mess with. You know what I'm talking about? That's pretty much where that came about.
I know a lot of times around the real life story going to how people make their music, and you said most definitely I know a lot of chicks that go, yeah, I like a bad, but then they complain, and I don't understand it. They complain about the type of dude they talk to, but they keep trying to attract the same dude. That's something I've never understood.
Absolutely. It's a question that still remains unanswered, but I think it made for a nice little track to vibe to.
Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom's the other track. Let us know what Rock Bottom all about.
I see Rock Bottom. That is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. It's when you reach your lowest point. You know what I'm talking about, when everything around you starts crumbling down and you don't know how you're gonna pay your rent, and you have troubles with your relationships, and just basically everything just collapses. You know what I mean? And when you get to that point, that rock bottom point, like the only place left to go is up. I mean, so it's pretty much like a feel good way of looking at a bad situation. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay. Oh yeah, most definitely. I mean, I saw some people complaining. They started 2010 disappointing me on Twitter. They just started annoying me, and I didn't really want to dwell on it because, I mean, there's things I wasn't too happy about when I was in, but I found out there were learning experiences, and because of those, real talk, a lot of those bad things that happened led to good, great things happening for me. So I'll be bad now, and I go, I'm not going to trip about it.
Right.
Okay, so here we go. What we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and listen. We're going to listen to those two tracks, and then come back and then chop up a couple more things. So y'all hang in there from listening to Rabbits of Good Girls and Bad Boys and Fallout Rabbits. Rock Bottom. So right back here on Life at Dusk Live, Hot Mess After Dusk Day, extended show. Let's get it in.
Attention, missing the piston on a mission. Only a dollar in the dream, but you gon' flip it until you get it. No time for trick. The trick getting at you on a regular, but if you get wicked, you gon' have to flip it up. You not accepting less, they better come correct. It takes way more than a check to get you undressed. Yes, cause you getting your own, paying your student loans. Little mama is wrong. too much to be cuffed when these niggas don't bluff. Think your secrets on the hush, but enough, cause I done seen your dark side too far from the same. But a bad girl just ain't true. You just too good to be true. I mean, too good to be cool. But these foolish just don't have a clue.
Why do women, girls, like bad guys? We all need, but just only. Why do women, girls, like bad guys? We all need, they only.
Yeah, and I got your attention. The type of mama told you not to mess with. Have you in waters that probably shouldn't be tested? You got your secrets, but of all them, I'm the best. Cause if your girls know the deals and the bugs hits, and everybody in your clique getting lust bitch, then they'll be all up in your ear talking stuff. But jealousy's an ugly when they won't pin a bad boy, a little biggie to kick it with. But all you gotta have is faith that I'm seeing with you. But I don't want confusion, I'm bad news. Life's a game and I don't play by they rules. Real rude and with attitude, I'm a jerk, I get it. The blues, the girls give me their numbers that I don't even use. I'm the one they hate to love, but they do. Be so. Start no trouble. Trouble always wanna start something with me. I took the check that I'm like a bad habit. Try to leave me alone and we right back at it. Trouble is my addict. I'm trouble's addiction. And something about it is a man of your attention. You know not to get involved, but you slipping. Your head tells you not to fall, but you don't listen. Thoughts are slipping, you taking on a trip. You ready for that ride? Passing on your lips. Go ahead, let it drip. Take in another hit and take it to the head. It's gonna be hard for you to quit. Cause you never met a n***a throw it down like this. You wrapped around a finger, but you don't wanna admit it feels right. You wanna stay on that passenger side. Good girl. Say hello to the bad guy.
Good girl.
Broadcasting live from the bottom. R.A. Hey, yo, A-Rose, I need this one to feel real good, Jeremy. Cloud 9.
And my soul was up alone.
Getting opinions and they got their own words for me. For the better or the worse for me. The same gifts I was blessed with, double as a curse for me. So much uncertainty, disguised as friends, but like they mask made a glass, see the lies within. But I wouldn't even waste half a line on them. I could put my own mask on and smile at them. Cause yeah, they know my name, but these don't know me. My only true homies are desperate and lonely when nobody can console me. Different when we down and lonely always there when nobody is around. One love, two pounds. I scream it from the bottom of my soul, but it seems that nobody is a sound. So can you hear me now? Cause when you at the bottom, the only way is up. Get stuck or get the fuck out. Make it to the sunset with nobody dying. Wish I could meet some new faces with nobody lying. And I can make it come true, but nobody trying. But I ain't even minding, there's always a silver lining. Looking for heaven, but heaven knows it's hard to find. Finding a hell that always seems to be right behind. So I'ma keep pressing forward and never press rewind. The heat down my spine, treat it like a summertime. Pads and snowballs, booty shorts and summertime. The pressure cut me up, but I ain't pulling through. Fast and never see me switching like you're pulling through. Man, it's real to me, how you gonna deal with me? Hitting bottom at the bottom and I'm still digging. Yeah, I got this, I'm still kicking. You can't stop him, he's solid, just keep wishing.
Be so.
they all know my face. A few heads, not they even quote the rhymes I say. A few haters here and there, that's the dues I pay. I jump off stage and smiles come improve my day. But it's ironic that I feel so alone, cause they don't even have a clue how much truth that I write in my songs. Whether I'm right or I'm wrong for it, it's me. It is what it is, was, or what it's gonna be. And can't nobody tell me nothing that's gonna fail me. And no amount of gas and it's gonna expel me. So you can breathe easy, exhale. I keep enough hammers, don't be the next nail. I don't come standing, I'm not the next male. I got my own chance, I don't need nobody help. I stand on my own if you heard that I fail. And if you wish me luck, the well, middle fingers in the air.
And my soul was just alone with a cloud of these from the bottom.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. That was I'm a double play to my boy Rabbit. That was Good Girls and Bad Boys, Fought by Rock Bottom. And I just like what I like about, I'm going to bring it back on some line first, and then we're going to talk about the music. First, I'm going to go backwards. Rock Bottom. What I like about Rock Bottom was you definitely got a different sound coming out of New Orleans. It was, you know, we kind of got a different sound. It was something that you can really feel. It was a nice vibe and beat that you can ride to. That's a lot of times, still a lot of times, music can be broadcasting easier for people that want to say, oh, I got to get that track. If you can ride to it, it doesn't necessarily be in the club or just in your computer. It's something you want to be able to listen to in your car. And then when people, you drive by, people can enjoy listening to it as well.
Yes, sir. I got to shout out my producer Jason Nail for Cloud Nine Music for lacing me with both of those tracks. Yeah, I mean I couldn't have done either of those tracks without him, because he's one of the people that actually understands my creative cloud. And I don't let too many people in my creative cloud except for him. So once again, shout out to Cloud Nine Music, 9music.com. You dig?
Definitely, man. What I like about Good Girls, Bad Boys, man. We got that flavor, that original New Orleans flavor built into that track. That's what I liked about it. It was definitely a new sound, but at the same time, you still feel the elements, you know, the hard 808s, a little small bit of Trigger Man in it as well. And that's that classic. It's about just that classic New Orleans sound that really gets you hyped when you hear the song, and you're like, okay. And then it's weird because sometimes when you hear a really good beat, it throws you off and you miss the lyrics. But it was like that beat was just as you going, and then you listen to what they were talking about too, and the story just good. So I was definitely feeling both tracks, and you know, it's very rare. I mean, I don't care what no one says, it's very rare to actually hear an artist that comes out way that doesn't play anything that's good. That's just so weird.
Yes, sir. And I gotta say, both of those tracks are about to be on an upcoming project from Def Jam called the Global Attack Mixtapes. You know what I mean? So be on the lookout for those.
Most definitely. Shout out to Scott, because I'm from Elevated. I'm Elevated Solutions Entertainment. That's actually,
yeah, gotta shout out Tony Johnson
as well.
22 Management.
And man, I thank you, man. You know, first I was like, oh my God, you know, it was crazy. Because Monday is always a day where I'm always going in on something. I'm like, okay, how am I going to bring somebody in on a day where I'm always acting the fool?
You picked the right
smooth,
one.
Man.
You picked the right
smooth.
One.
What's up?
You picked the right one.
Yes, I picked the right one. I was like, you know, and we just find a way to just make it. Sometimes they just the way things work. It's amazing. I don't know what God does. God did that one today. It just, the transition worked so smooth. It was a very smooth transition, and it kind of got over everything. And I actually got someone to make a challenge. It was put you on the spot. Okay, it said, could you make a freestyle? That's an off-the-head freestyle about off blackberries. Did you make an offer, like, about a blackberry phone? Did you make an offer wall freestyle?
All they have is phones.
What's
man,
up?
I can't risk it much because I, you know, that's what that's all I be on. I mean, I could pass and go to iPhone, but I'ma pass and stick with my BlackBerry phone. You know what I mean? Ah, man, you can't. Like, you spot real quick on that one.
Hold on, I missed it at first. Okay, so
here's another
one, man, because I missed it.
Cause you missed it?
Yes. I didn't know you were actually starting up. They started.
Man, you really put me on the thought. Sorry. All I rock with is BlackBerry. Anybody else, you're gonna have to pass Barry. Man, you really trying to catch me on the spot on that one?
Yeah, man, you catch on the spot every night. But I heard both of them the first time, and it went hard. I was like, all right, shut up, City. So y'all can listen back, man. That's definitely a great way to end today's show, man. Most definitely, I would like to say is thank you for coming through, and you know, and thank God for making everything work so smoothly. And I want to ask you as well, man. Go ahead and tell everyone. As far as everywhere they get, like, what websites will you hit you up at, man, and just keep up with you?
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, MySpace. I'm on every site, though. Like, the way you can get each of those links is on theycallmerabbit.com. That's also the way you can get all my mixtapes, any albums that I have. You can stay posted on my latest project, the new one that I'm about to release. You know what I'm saying? All that's going on, just hit me up on theycallmerabbit.com. Like
and
I said,
that is another question too. Why do they call you Rabbit?
Oh, man, there's a million reasons, but I'm gonna go with the childhood. You know, the childhood name. They used to call me Rabbit just because I was quick on my feet. I'm gonna leave that one at that. I ain't gonna go into too much detail on that.
We gonna leave it at that, everybody. Leave it at that. And I like, man, it's a nice website too. I like the cartoon version of yourself. That's a crunk image, man.
Oh, yeah, I got a shout out to High Def Graphics for that one. Roger Raymond really hooked me up on that.
Well, definitely, man. This is a really nice site put together, and everything is not cluttered up. Everything's smooth transition, but you got pretty much everything. We can find everything right here. So, I appreciate you, man, for coming through. And I know that means, man, if you ain't come to tell in the show, y'all make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot at dustowls.ning.com. That's where you can find all the shows. You can find the official radio station, Life and Dust, official 24/7 radio station. You can also check out everything. Like I said, everything is involved with some of the artists is on there, and you can kind of get the picture, some of the link face, a little bit of everything. So go there and check it out. And I want to leave y'all this, man, that everything you do, no matter what you do, readiness, come every week. With the BlackBerry Report with my boy Aaron, or even like my boy Rabbit, you know, be born and raised in one of the best cities, and one of the strongest people I know. That's in Orleans, by the way, for those of you that didn't catch on to that. Just want to say, where there's a J, oh, there's a U, to God, there is a way. Y'all tune in to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Sonny J, and this is the Hotness of the Dust Edition. Shout out to Aaron. Shout out to everyone that called in. Shout out to you, Rabbit, man. And most definitely, man, just continue to hold it down and continue just to give us that new first sound, man, that people really enjoying.
Appreciate it. I gotta say this before my management curses me out. I gotta say, shout out to Box Out 22 Management. You know, for any booking, any questions you have on me, you gotta hit up Tony Johnson at boxout22@yahoo.com. Appreciate you, Tony.
And appreciate you, Tony, for letting us go, this interview go on, man. So just shout out to you, dude. And that's nothing, too. Make sure, also, too, a way out, make sure you show love to the people that's always got your back. Like you said, you got your management team, your publicist team. Make sure you show homage, pay homage to them, man. Because they go through a whole lot of craziness to try to, you know, to work with the talent. And it's just big up to them, man. If anything, when you push even as hard as you do for them, and you just make sure you show them respect, sometimes that goes a longer way than getting the money that they're paid. It is a lot of times they're like, man, just the fact that you show me so much respect, that's what makes me want to work with you. So there you go.
Absolutely.
So I'll see y'all tomorrow. And let's see. I always forget, guys. Y'all know me. It schedules like crazy. Oh, tomorrow, model. Woo! Model. Copper Rose. The Copper Rose will be on here tomorrow. And y'all fun to watch. He goes by Copper Rose. And, man, this has been a long-awaited interview. You know, she's been part of the Best Divine Model Group for a hot minute. So, got to check out the interview tomorrow. See y'all tomorrow.